Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Live from View House Centennial, presented by Coors Light, reacting live to Rockies Dodgers and getting you set for Broncos Chiefs. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, the Rockies have a runner on first. There's one out. DJ LeMahieu is up. Welcome to it. The Rockies trail 5-0. We're keeping you updated on one of the more interesting days in Colorado sports history. And no, oh, he was safe. All right, he was out. DJ LeMahieu hit a high chopper to third base. Justin Turner gunned it over to Muncy, and they are going to take a peek at it, actually, Alfred. This could be a huge moment right here. Let me tell you, if the Rockies were to get back in this game, this would mean a lot. Turner on the run, guns it over to first base, and he is...
Out by a mile.
They're looking at the replay. Oh, man. God, that could have gone either
can't
way.
Overturn, you can't overturn that. Cannot overturn
it. When did the ball get in that
you
glove?
Can see, you can see it pop the glove right now.
This is so close.
Look at the shadow.
Oh man, it is
right. It's
gonna,
in the glove.
He's gonna be out.
Yeah, he's. It's in the glove. Not enough.
If he was called safe, it might.
It would have been safe. Not right. Enough information to overturn it.
Right.
Two bang bang plays today for the Rockies in this.
God,
in this
it's just
contest.
Been that kind of day, hasn't it? Oh man,
Monty kind of took his time with that, didn't he?
Turner, you mean?
I mean, Turner getting it over. Took his time with it, huh?
A little bit, but he's out. Okay. Dang it. All right, well, here's another situation. The Rockies, this is the third time in the game they've had a runner in scoring position, and now this brings up David Dahl. And, you know, as I'm setting it up, let's give it a roll here. We're going to check in on our coverage of the Major League Baseball playoffs on ESPN Denver 1600 with two outs and a runner on second. It's David Dahl at the plate, unless they're making a pitching change. Nope, let's go do it now.
Have completely overtaken the dirt circle at home plate.
Yeah, certainly has. I don't think it's as difficult now as it was for LeMahieu. So I think Dahl's going to get a better look here because it looks like the shadow has cleared home plate.
Pitch in the dirt, smothered by Grandal. 1-1 the count on David Dahl.
That was really an exceptional play by Justin Turner
really
coming
was.
In and being able to make that strong throw to Muncy. And Muncy did a very good job on the stretch at first. The stretch was the difference in getting LeMahieu out.
5-0 LA leads. Righty on lefty, the 1-1. Swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. A strike away is Maeda from closing out this top of the eighth inning. The Dodgers in control, in command, looking for the NL West Championship and a spot in the division series at home.
And they're all starting to stand at Dodgers Stadium in a sea of blue.
Dodger blue. 47,816 today. Is set from Maeda. And the 1-2. In the dirt, sliding to his right, Grandal to smother that one. 2-2 the count on David Dahl.
Kenley Jansen making his way to the bullpen mound now. As he gets ready to throw his warm-up pitches, he will start that ninth inning for the Dodgers in all likelihood, their impact closer. He's had to fight that irregular heartbeat all summer long.
2 balls and 2 strikes on Dahl. Maeda delivers. Swing and a foul tip. Rolls towards the first base Colorado dugout. Dahl just got a piece to stay alive. And it's 2-2 still. Kenta Maeda, 19th relief appearance this year. Made 20 starts. And only made 3 relief appearances in his career prior to this season of the regular campaign. 5-0 LA leads it. Top of the eighth inning, 2 outs. Blackman at second for Colorado. Two balls and two strikes on David Dahl. And the time is called. The winner of this game is headed to the National League Division Series to host the Braves on Thursday in Game 1. The loser heads to Chicago tonight for tomorrow night's wildcard game. And the winner will hoist the NL West crown. Maeda sets and fires 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Maeda with a pump of the fist and a squeeze.
All right, there you go, Alfred. It's just one of those days. Three times in this game with runners in scoring position, and the Rockies get a ground out from Dahl, get a pop-up from Holiday, and get a strikeout from Dahl, who arguably was the hottest Rocky coming into this series with six home runs in seven games.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy's giving us a nice shot in the arm offensively. You know, we got a chance to talk with him last week, and it was
it was great.
Yeah, I mean, kind of laid back, you know, for all the attention that he's been getting. Kind of laid back guy.
Okay, how are you feeling about this right now? One more
about
shot,
the Rockies?
Yeah,
not good.
Well, I mean, in general, I mean, it's Do you, all right, let me phrase it this way.
I'm optimistic because
do you think people
we have Freeland going. Marquez going today and not just, you know.
I didn't even want Marquez to pitch today, to be quite honest with you. I mean, that hindsight sounds 20/20 on that. But I just felt like the more important game, unless you really believe Kyle Freeland's your best pitcher. If you really believe Kyle Freeland's your best pitcher, then okay. Then fine. I'm fine with that decision because the more important game will be the playoff game, whether it was going to come
and then you
tomorrow or Wednesday.
Reset that lineup so that maybe we could have you probably wouldn't do it on short rest.
I'd be okay pitching a bunch of different guys.
Marquez on Wednesday?
If he didn't pitch today, but now that's out the window.
Why?
Oh, he's not going to pitch today and pitch on Wednesday. That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Friday.
He could, I don't know what the playoff
I just don't like
scenario
the, I,
is.
I just don't like the baseball mentality about, you know, rest. You know, one of the best things that has happened to me is while broadcasting on this station, I had a chance to have an opening day with Bob Gibson and talking to him about pitching and what the standard is today versus what it used to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely changed my whole idea about five-day rest and what you need for rest. I'm like, man, just give me the ball.
Yeah, but that's Bob Gibson. He's one of the greatest of all time.
I'm looking for greatest of all time, too, then.
We don't have – nobody has, like, a Bob Gibson. I mean, Bob Gibson, his teams wouldn't even score, and he won, like, 30 games. I mean, Bob Gibson was a – that's like talking about three-pointers with Larry Bird. I mean, you know, there's the way Bob Gibson can look at things, and then there's the way the rest of the human beings can look at things. I don't know if Bob Gibson is the best authority on that. I mean,
I guess he is the best authority.
Well, he's a freak.
Authority.
So if we have, okay, great.
I just think that, you know,
if we have a freak pitcher, I will agree with you.
No, I'm just saying, but the whole idea behind, you know, a pitcher needing 5 days of rest is BS to me.
Why?
Because why?
Baseball,
if anything, football players need 5 days of rest. And if you play on a Sunday, you turn around and play on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, we've said that's stupid and repeatedly.
Oh, my golly, man.
How many times have we said that's dumb? A million?
I don't know, man. I just don't like it. I just don't like the mentality surrounding baseball about pitchers and how many pitches they get.
Well, the difference is
like
when you're not.
I'm never going to be, you know, as much as I become a baseball fan, and I've certainly appreciated it a lot more this year than years in the past. I'm never going to understand why you need 5 days of rest.
If
you got five good pitchers.
I mean, it's just mechanics. It's
whatever, dog. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, you drill that into somebody's head their whole life. Then of course that's what they're expecting.
I'm not even sure how to argue with you on this one.
You can't.
I mean, how many days of rest do you want for pitchers?
I don't know. I mean,
2 days rest. Just throw them out there.
I don't
pitch
know.
Tuesday,
is the game? How big is the game?
I think if the game means everything, all hands on deck.
Okay.
Like if they need an
like
inning,
tomorrow.
Yes,
right.
Yes. I think that's.
And
why,
I said that to you know, like I said, what about Marquez for tomorrow? You say, oh no, there's no way you can use him at any capacity tomorrow. You use him today.
I literally didn't say that.
Well,
I,
what were you saying then when you said no, he pitched today? No, we're not going to use him tomorrow.
Well, that's likely. But if you needed him for a batter, or if you needed him possibly for an inning, if you needed him for something desperate.
Man, use what you need, man. Get what you need.
He's not going to be the same pitcher. All right. It's okay. We're all.
I understand what you're saying, but I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. Sorry. I'm not going to ever get it.
Okay. Well, they'll if they do lose here today, they'll have Kyle Freeland, and because they haven't used up their bullpen whatsoever, more than not would be rested. You have Jake McGee now pitching in the top of the eighth. So that means you would not have used Ottavino. You would have not have used Wade Davis. You have everybody at your disposal except perhaps Marquez. Yeah. And then you play the Chicago Cubs in what will be an amazing game that you can hear right here on the Fan. So,
by the way, the Cubbies lost today at home to the Brewers.
I think the final score,
3-1.
Was that
3-1?
Yes, it was. It was awesome.
Okay.
It was awesome to see them in first place for such a long time.
You ain't kidding, boy.
Just gag it away.
We were like, oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, Central's done. It's over.
Yeah, for a long time.
I mean, we said the Central was over like at All-Star break.
Well, nobody's really talked about the Braves. They've just kind of cruised in without anybody paying attention to them.
Well, they got to go on the road no matter what. If the things stay the same with the Rockies, they'll be on the road to the Dodgers, right?
Geez, I haven't even thought that far down the line.
What was going on with John Gray Saturday night, man? You had too much champagne?
Are you a...
I don't know. What happened?
Are you against the champagne celebration?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you got to work the next day, man. You got to take care of your business.
You think John Gray was partying too hard on Friday
night? I don't know. I don't know what happened. He just looked like he went back to the John Gray before the last start.
Is
it because we played against the Phillies and we saw a team that was not motivated that John Gray had a good outing? Can you even include him on the postseason roster if we make it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I believe so. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't know, man. I have no faith in him. When I say no faith, I have no faith that he'll get it done. You know, I saw kids had an article on Sunday morning comparing John Gray to Paxton Lynch, and he called both of them head cases. You agree?
I don't know. I don't know. I know Paxton Lynch was a head case because he was crying on the sidelines against the Raiders, and you know when he got hurt and he got a boo boo. But I don't know about John Gray. I don't know John Gray personally. I don't know. This guy, he seems to have all the talent in the world. He's had some great outings, and he's had some real disappointing ones as well. You know, they didn't score any runs on Saturday either, Alfred. You realize that. You know, they didn't exactly.
It was 5-0 in the second, dude.
Okay, well, you could still score runs. You're still allowed.
All right, man.
They took him out.
I don't want to get emotional about that. It's game day. Game day for the Rockies, game day for the Broncos.
Okay.
Don't want to get emotional. I just want to let you know how ticked off I was by the fourth inning, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I was gone.
But you do realize the Rockies won 9 out of 10 games.
I get that.
To put them
in. And you know what? They had a chance to win 10 out of 10. So, there you go.
So, you're disappointed.
I'm disappointed if we got to go to play Chicago tomorrow. Yes, I am. How can you be?
Because they're in the playoffs.
Okay.
When they got swept by the Dodgers a couple weekends ago.
We could have had home field advantage taking on, I think we would have had home field advantage taking on the Atlanta Braves. That's not cool to you?
The season's not over.
I didn't say it was over.
Oh, look what the Dodgers are doing, by the way.
Oh, man, they're taping up the thing for champagne.
Mm. You know, I'd love to see an incredible comeback right here. I'd like to see something amazing happen with the Rockies. DJ Johnson now in the game. DJ Johnson was a late call-up. Hasn't pitched all that much for the Rockies.
What's the deal with the beards in baseball? What, you got to explain this to me.
It's kind of a star for.
I saw Eric Weddle with a beard. What's the deal with beards in sports? You know, if I was the owner of a team, I think I'd be much like the Yankees. No facial hair. Sorry.
Is this your get?
I think I'm just upset with everything right now because it didn't work the way it's supposed to work.
You're in a tough mood right now. What can I do to? Should I play you some CU highlights from Friday night? Would that put you in a better mood?
No, let's hear some highlights from Case Keenum and the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
I'd like to hear some Bronco highlights to get me in a better mood.
Big Sexy, do we have any Case Keenum highlights? If so, that would be nice. He's got 3 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. So there's 3
big
highlights
plays,
you can find.
Big plays, though. A lot of big plays involved.
Yeah? Where's your head at with Case Keenum these days?
We're getting a dub tonight.
Yeah?
Man, I'm just so disappointed, man. I mean, see, this is what I'm saying, man. When you have a chance to do something special, you got to know it's special. You got to just know it's special. You know? Anyway.
Lindsay now in motion. Keenum going to keep it and go for the end zone. And he gets there.
That's not one I call till December, Trent. I don't put my quarterback in there until December on the quarterback draw.
All right. How about another one? How about another one?
Roy Freeman starts at running back, takes the handoff on first down, has room and takes it in. One play, one touchdown, and the Broncos with an impressive start. They lead it 6-0.
How about a Philip Lindsay highlight? Philip Lindsay doing something great since he was out of the game last week. Philip Lindsay's going to have a huge impact on this game, and look for number 30. We, the all-too-familiar number 30, to get it in. And second. I mean really get it in.
Second and 5. Lindsay going out as a receiver, and here he is. Lindsay down the sideline, gets inside the 10 and scores. There's a rookie, Philip Lindsay, coming right back for the Broncos.
And maybe tonight will be the night that Case Keenum really uses Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders hasn't really been used like the other great wide receivers on other teams. So why not tonight go ahead and strike up the band and let the drum major be Emmanuel Sanders.
And nowhere to go, and this pass is going to be caught, and it'll be close to another first down by Emmanuel Sanders. And it is a first down for the Broncos on a 3rd and long. Good ad lib by Case Keenum.
And since we're talking about good things happening, why don't we go ahead and talk about our all-pro greatest outside pass rusher in Denver Bronco history, Von Miller. I mean, Von Miller has been responsible for more good things than I can think of. I mean, this guy has made play after play after play, taking away Von Miller.
Derek Carr, 11 of 12, throwing the football so far. He's going to throw another one here. Pass time, lost time. Goes down at the 30-yard line. Von Miller.
And you know what? To make me feel really good about something, how about an interception, Big Sexy? Interception in any game. Oh. How about an interception, Big Sexy?
They're on the 14. Time has run out. And Wilson's pass is going to be intercepted by Pac-Man Jones as time runs out. Pac-Man Jones gets it, and that'll do it. The Broncos defeat the Seattle Seahawks 27-24.
Hey, just for fun, how about a home run by Nolan Arenado in the top of the 9th? Just to cleanse the palate a little bit, make us feel a little bit better. How about a home run from Nolan? Is it hard to turn around that fast? I'm not sure. I mean, it literally just happened.
See, I keep talking about good things, and good things happen.
Nolan goes yard off Jansen into deep left field, and the ding-dong who caught the ball threw it back onto the field. He didn't catch it. He got smoked off the dome. So it's 5-1 Dodgers. I'm telling you, Alfred, crazy things can happen. And that's when Trevor Story is supposed to yak one as well, but he fouled it off. All right, Nolan.
You're going to talk yourself into that one.
Well, that would have been pretty sweet right there.
Man, I got a half smile on my face. If you want a full smile, I need something big to happen here.
Well, I mean, that.
Can we go live to it, man?
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to check in on our coverage of the Major League Baseball playoffs on ESPN Denver 1600. It's 5-1 Dodgers. It is the top of the 9th, and Trevor Story is at the plate on an 0-2 count.
Chicago tonight for tomorrow night's wild card game. Those two teams played each other 6 times this year, split the season series 3 apiece. Each team scored 33 runs in those 6 games. Very even season series between the Rockies and Cubs. The 0-2. Breaking ball down and away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. .38 of .42, Kenley Jansen in save chances this year. A sub-3 ERA. And a walks and hits per innings pitched under 1 for Jansen this year. The 1-2. Swing and a foul back. Story reached out to poke it foul.
We should give credit to Andrew Friedman, Farhan Zaidi, and Dave Roberts. for deciding to start Rich Hill on Sunday and Buehler today on Monday. If they had to play a wild card game, they would have been in a precarious position, probably would have to have had a bullpen day, but this could not have worked out any better the way Hill pitched Sunday and Buehler did today.
Jansen swings his arms into the chest high set, and is 1-2 to Story. Fastball high and away, and it's 2-2. Yesterday was Kenley Jansen's 31st birthday. He tweeted in the morning yesterday, "Thank you for all the birthday wishes. Feeling blessed today. Thanking God for another year with my beautiful family and my team." An emotional run over the last 2 months for Jansen. The 2-2. Swing and a pop-up down the right field line, out of play, into the seats. In August, Kenley Jansen was taken out of the Dodger lineup because of the irregular heartbeat that he's dealt with for quite some time, but a scary time for Kenley Jansen when he had to go away from the Dodgers as they were heading to Colorado for a series.
And certainly the Dodgers weren't prepared for him not to be the closer, as they had a disastrous couple of weeks right after that. Glad to have him back in the ninth inning.
Here's the 2-2 to Story. Swing and a foul straight back, still 2-2. Jansen will have to have another procedure on his heart in the offseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And certainly they don't think there's any risk in him pitching. I think that's the important question. Otherwise, he would not be out there.
John Shambi asked an important question earlier today to Dave Roberts. If the game were played in Colorado today, would Jansen be up there? And Kenley Jansen told Dave Roberts, "I'd be okay, I'd be ready to go." The altitude, along with that heart condition, does put a little scare into the Dodgers' medical staff. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Story. Down and away, and the count runs full. Good at bat here by Trevor Story after Arenado hit a solo home run to start this top of the ninth inning. It's 5-1 Dodgers.
Jansen struggling a little bit right now with his command. He's not able to, right now, to have the velocity nor the command in the strike zone that he's used to having when he dominates.
This will be the ninth pitch of this at bat against Trevor Story. Jansen shakes his head, now nods yes, but time was called by Story. Those shadows have now crept halfway into the infield, basically covering the mound, although Jansen standing up does have the sun coming in from his eyes. Off the third base side of the rubber, his 3-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball right center field. Taylor over towards the gap. He'll turn around and watch that one go.
Story.
All right, nice and bad. Nice and bad. Nice and bad.
Oh, no. Oh, Trevor. Woo. All right,
dear.
Now that stupid run hit in by Buehler is, like, looking huge. Oh, take that, Jansen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, that's a tough pitch to hit. Low outside. Look at Trevor. He gets it. Woo. Booyah. I lift weights. I own all the meats and cheeses in the land. That is awesome. Trevor Story going oppo to right center, 5-2. And are they going to make the move? Roberts isn't out there. It's the pitching coach. Woo! That brings up, who does that bring up? Where's my head at?
Magical inning.
Oh, my God. Gripping. Dave Roberts gripping. Jansen still in the game.
They're going to leave him in.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. So Jansen gives up back-to-back home runs, and now, Al, you start grinding away with coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Oh,
you know,
no, let's just get the ball in play.
Oh, nobody warming up in the Dodgers' pen.
Oh,
nobody.
My goodness, they're saying it's on you.
And here comes Cargo.
Oh, they're saying it's on you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
so
man.
We got Cargo, Desmond, and then we're in pinch hitter land after that for the next two batters. So it could come down to, you know, Valleca or, oh, Cargo. Oh. Cargo. First pitch, we ground out to first. Cargo.
Roberts was about to go to the phone, and then he turned back around.
They're putting Alex Wood up in the bullpen. I'm going to guess he's a lefty because they're amping up for, well, you got Desmond here, And then Parr is probably coming in off the bench. So there, that's a just-in-case sort of moment right there. All right. Gosh darn it. That was pretty exciting. So one out. We've got to take a very short break. But you can see this isn't over. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. And we got Desmond up against Jansen, and it's strike one. So we'll take a quick break. We'll see what happens. We'll cover it second right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Live from View House Centennial, presented by Coors Light. Reacting live to Rockies Dodgers and getting you set for Broncos Chiefs. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Jansen stares in. Black dreadlocks flowing out of that Dodger blue hat. Comes to the high set. His 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And for his sixth consecutive season, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the National League Western Division champions. Kenley Jansen with a pump of the fist after the closing strikeout. And the Dodgers with a subdued celebration at the mound here at Dodger Stadium. They win the NL West crown and they get set for the Atlanta Braves in the National League Division Series. They are your 2018 NL West champions.
Not the year for the Rockies, unfortunately, to win the NL West. They lose 5-2. There were moments of excitement in the top of the ninth with Nolan and Trevor both taking it deep. But a ground out weekly by Cargo, a strikeout by Desmond, and a strikeout by Parra signed the fate of the regular season for the Rockies. But they are in the playoffs. So the Rockies will be in a playoff game, not a play-in game, a playoff game against the Cubs tomorrow in Chicago. And we'll have that game for you right here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. So we have playoff action to get ready for, Alfred. Okay? And I know people may be upset. I can't blame them. But we can open things up for a little bit. We got the Broncos coming up as well. 303-713-1043. Let me ask you your mindset right now with the Rockies. Where's your head at with the Rockies right now?
I'm just disappointed that the division title didn't come home. I'm not saying that we can't win a World Series. I'm saying that our road's going to be a little tougher since we have to start on the road.
Okay, but we still only have to win one game the road.
Right, but then we have to go on the road again.
Yeah, well, the Rockies have a winning record on the road this year. They won 2 out of 3 from the Cubs on the road. They actually lost 2 out of 3 at home against the Cubs. So they're 3-3 against the Cubs on the season. They've scored the same. Each team has scored the same amount of runs, and we're pitching Kyle Freeland. I like it. I like it. Big Sexy, do we know who the Cubs are pitching tomorrow? I don't know if they've announced that. I'm sure they have at some point. But that game will be tomorrow night. Today was an exciting day. It didn't go the Rockies' way, but you go from the Cubs and the Brewers from earlier this morning right into the Dodgers and the Rockies, and as soon as that game's off, flick of the switch, and we're previewing the Chiefs and the Broncos. So nice day for ESPN, by the way, right?
Let me ask you this. Is there any way that when that game looked like it was over, you call a plane and you get Kyle Freeland to Chicago to get him to relax a little bit earlier?
Say that again?
If it was me, I don't know, man. I'm just an extremist. I'm like, as soon as that game would look like it was going south,
fly Kyle Freeland to Chicago. What'd you say?
Don't get him there and get him relaxed. Get him ready to go.
From Kyle Newman at the Denver Post, per Cubs media, Joe Maddon said veteran southpaw John Lester will start tomorrow's wild card game against the Rockies or Dodgers at Wrigley, with Cole Hamels available out of the bullpen.
Well, at least we could steal second base, I guess, against John Lester. I don't care. The Rockies have faced guys like this all the time. Playing road games, you know, not shocking. The transition is tough, I'm not going to lie. A good buddy of mine, Jeff out at Slammers, is pointing out to me, hey, fly to L.A., then fly to Chicago, back-to-back. I mean, that is unusual. I mean, you don't really fly like that in Major League Baseball. It's a okay, it's a tricky deal. I'm not going to lie. But until the Rockies go down, to me, I'm excited. The playoffs start tomorrow, Alfred. This was not a playoff game. It was a big game. It was an important game. But it wasn't a playoff game. You know, the Rockies are still alive. They will be playing baseball tomorrow. I'm trying to pump everybody up here a little bit. How am I doing? Is it working? Is anybody buying my little pump up here or not?
Not while I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes warm up.
303-713-1043. So when you see Patrick Mahomes warm up, what are you thinking?
A guy's got a cannon, but you can't let him get on that front foot throwing the football. You can't let him rock into that pass and zip it in there. He's got to be throwing off his back leg. And if that is happening, that's good news for the Broncos because that means that we're in his face.
Why did you say at the beginning of the season the Broncos will own Patrick Mahomes this, Patrick Mahomes that? Because why were you down on Patrick Mahomes?
Because he was a young player in this league, and usually this league does not reward young players with victories. We saw the class that just got drafted in the 2018 draft enter into the NFL, four new starters, okay, and all four went 0-4. So that's what usually happens to young players in this league. And I know,
but this isn't his rookie year.
I didn't say it was his rookie. I said young players. Young players don't usually win in the NFL.
How's Jared Goff looking these days?
He's looking great, but not his first year.
Well, this isn't Patrick Mahomes' first year, but Jared Goff is a young player.
I'm saying his first year playing.
Okay, so is it about being a young player or your first year playing?
Well, your first couple of years playing is going to look a little off.
All right, so your point is with Patrick Mahomes, no matter what he does, no matter what he's done, he's still a young player, and young players have bad nights.
Young players are usually inconsistent, and with the inconsistency comes losses. So that's why, you know, that's why I say that, you know, we were going to have our way with Patrick Mahomes. As I'm looking at my great friend, Eric Bieniemy, talked to him last night. Just love that guy.
Eric last night?
I didn't see him, but we talked last night when he got in. I couldn't.
How's their mood there in Kansas City?
We don't talk, you know, we're not talking about the game. But, you know, he knows he's got it going on. He's one of the hottest names in all of in pro football as far as coordinators go because of the way that he handles his meeting room. Not because of his play calling, because of the way that he handles his meeting room and attention to detail. Remember that now. Okay. Remember that. We just saw Tyreek Hill throw a pass. Which hand did he throw the pass with?
Was it his left hand?
That's right.
Okay.
If you are the right defensive end and if you are the right cornerback – on one of those jet sweeps.
How many of those are we going to see? The little shovel pass sort of jet sweep. How many? Are we good for three of those tonight?
Tonight, I think that with the shovel pass all together. We're talking about to the wide receiver in motion and to the tight end on the cross. Five.
You think that many, huh?
Five.
It's a hot new play, isn't it? Everybody.
Well, it's a no risk.
Right.
If the ball goes on the ground, it's an incomplete pass.
Right. And the guy's moving. Everybody's moving.
It's an incomplete pass. If the ball goes on the ground,
there's almost no negative consequence to it.
Ball goes on the ground, incomplete pass.
Right, and you can do a lot of funky things off that.
That's right. Now, last year, we didn't have this play selection from the Kansas City Chiefs where they did the fake running back and flip to the cross motion. This year, we're seeing fake running back, fake wide receiver. Flip to the tight end on the shovel pass. Just a lot of little movement. A lot of little movement. I'm okay with it. I'm down for it. But one thing you got to know, the only thing that really kills that is read the keys in front of you. Step to your target. Hit. Don't put your eyes in the backfield. The guy in front of you who's blocking you will tell you the truth.
All right, we'll make our pick with our King Supers fan football pick'em, our official pick. The Broncos and the Chiefs, that comes up next.
Live from Viewhouse Centennial, presented by Coors Light. Reacting live to Rockies Dodgers and getting you set for Broncos Chiefs. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Kurt Warner. He's doing the game tonight on Westwood One. And that'll be fun to talk to Kurt about the quarterback situation. Alfred, when I go through things position by position with the Chiefs, one of the elements that makes them the most dangerous and the Broncos have just had a rough time with his tight end. And they bring in Travis Kelce, who's been just a real nemesis to the Broncos for, it feels like, years and years and years. The Broncos have lost five straight to the Chiefs, and I think about that Christmas night massacre, you know, when Gary Kubiak had already told John Elway, you know, I'm done after this, and Travis Kelce caught that, like, screen pass, and he ran for, like, 85 yards for a touchdown.
But don't forget what happened there. We had guys switching positions because of a late injury to T.J. Ward in that game. So, you know, things, you know, every tight end, if teams use them, would be great. It's just that teams don't use, you know, how about Jared Cook yesterday?
Yeah.
Going for over 100 and two touchdowns. Every tight end can be used that way. The question is, you know, will you use them like that?
By the way, we should note for the tight ends, Brian Parker was activated from the practice squad to the tight end position. So your tight ends for the Broncos, because Fumagalli's on IR already, are Matt Lacoste, Jeff Heuermann, and Brian Parker. Okay, I don't think that inspires anybody right
now. No,
there.
But I mean, once again, we're not a two tight end heavy team. So, you know, it really doesn't amount to much of nothing.
Let's get back to Kelce then.
Yeah, Kelce is an issue because of play action. Linebackers, you know, the thing that, you know, and the reason that play action is so important to teams is because the worst thing that can happen to you as a defense is a team hands the football off to a running back and he runs for, you know, 190 yards against you. So every linebacker that is playing any level of football, first thing that he wants to do is go get the running back, because the running back is his assignment most of the time. Except play action. Then you have to turn and find your guys. Todd Davis in particular does a good job on short cross action in front of his face. But what he has to do and what Brandon Marshall have to do when they get any play action is turn and run. I mean, it's literally, okay, it's not a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Turn and run to your zoned area, okay, or find your guy. And then you say, well, okay, that sounds great. Except you're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, who throw a ton of screens. So if you turn your back and start running too fast, they throw out the screen. So they do a lot of things that test your fundamentals. You know, like, you know, there are the rules in football that say that if you play action fake to the A gap on the right side, the gap between the guard and center on the right side. If you're that play-action guy to that side,
mm-hmm.
and there is action there, with Wade Phillips' defense, you would turn that into a blitz. We turn and run to go get the coverage. Because, see, if it's a run blitz, he's already in your damn gap.
Okay, that's a problem.
You see what I'm saying?
Obviously.
No, yeah, right. So, but when you turn and run and you're playing zone, if you don't get back to your zone, you vacate a zone, and we all know what happens when you vacate a zone. It just leaves it open. So what you can do, and what I've been advocating all this week, is call run blitz to the gap.
Okay. All right.
And if the running back begins to block you, fine.
So the Broncos aren't as aggressive as you'd like to see them today.
26 man rushes. Got to have 20.
If they're not like that, who's that on?
If we are a team that is not going to have 26 man plus blitzes, then we're just afraid. We're afraid of the big play
when
going over our head.
When will you know that?
Oh, you should know.
What are some indicators that we could look for?
Our first series.
Okay.
Whether they score or don't score, the mentality is, hey man,
you'll know it right away.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming, and since they're coming, you know, be ready for this. Be ready for that. See, and another thing that happens if we are blitzing. So the defensive line, when you're blitzing, okay, when you're blitzing, you're taught as a defensive lineman. If there is a blitz to your outside or inside, hold that guard, hold that tackle, hold that center so we can get home. But also the second part of that is get ready to jump and knock a pass down because it's coming out. Ball's coming out. So, and the DBs are taught that the ball's coming out because we're bringing extra guys and they don't have enough to block them. So the defensive linemen, another good sign that you'll see is that they're pushing the pocket in these blitz situations, getting their hands up in the air, and knocking passes down because the ball's coming out quick.
All right, Alfred, let's do it. It's time for our Broncos pick, brought to you by King Soopers, the official grocery store of the Denver Broncos. We are at the quarter mark of the season, and that means there are some interesting things going on. Now, you and I look okay here tonight compared to the horrible morning show with Stinkin' Evans that just couldn't just do anything correct this week. They both have Kansas City tonight, but they only have 17 wins, so they could possibly get to 19, but big deal. Me and you already have 20. We're really battling the team of the Zoakley show, who also have 20. They both have KC tonight. What is your pick?
I'm swinging Broncos, man.
You're taking the Broncos.
There's something magical about playing here, man. There's a reason that we're good in September and now October 1st. There's a reason that we're good during this time of year. It's because of the conditioning. You've been here. You know what this is. Teams are afraid of this. Get off to a fast start. And no matter what, man, you pressure this guy. Somebody's got to crack the code on this young man.
And
Mahomes.
We're the team to do it.
Crack the code. At least give people an idea of how to deal with this guy because you have really did what nobody else is willing to do.
He's
bring the pressure.
Number one quarterback in QBR this season. Young guy, Patrick Mahomes. What's your score?
I got the Broncos winning this game 27-23.
27-23. So a team that scores 39 points a game only scores 23 tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
So you see some turnovers then.
Well, I see some stops. I see some third down stops. If you have third down stops, then it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, you get turnovers. Third down stops to guys who play defense is a turnover.
What type of game could Von Miller have tonight? Against
Schwartz? Against Schwartz?
Yeah.
I think that Von will have, depending on the score of the game, if the score of the game is tight, Von could have a career night because they really believe in this guy because he's talented.
Case Keenum, interceptions to touchdowns tonight.
No interceptions. Two touchdowns.
Patrick Mahomes, touchdowns and interceptions.
Three touchdowns. And I think that'll be it.
Well, hold on a second. What did you say the score was going to be?
24-27. Did I say 24-27?
I think you said 23, but I'll go with the 24.
Okay, 24-27.
24-27. Okay. I've got the Broncos losing this game 30-23. And I'd love to be wrong. But in terms of fan hosts, you have Denver, and so does Orlando Franklin, who you're going to hear here in just mere moments with John Davis as the game goes on. Sandy has Kansas City. Pritch and Cecil both have Kansas City. The Zoakley Show has Kansas City. Let's hope we're all wrong and you're right, my man.
Well, there's nothing like being right.
All right, when we come back, Alfred, we'll be joined by Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback, helps preview the game for us coming up next.